Okay, this is file 000. And it's Thursday night. We are back in Hilchos Yom HaKippurim. And we're starting Tuf Reish Vav. Tuf Reish Vav. Shiefa Yisodim Chaver B'Yom HaKippurim. That's, you have to go be Mephias. Ask Mechila on Erev Yom HaKippurim. There's a special chiyuv. We'll see why. Averu Shbenodom Achaveru. En Yom HaKippurim Achaper. Atri Yefaisenu. Until you Mephias him, meaning he indeed is Mochel. The Gemara learns out Lefnei Hashem Titoru. Lefnei Hashem, Aveira Shabanodim Lamokum Yom Kippurim Mechaper, and Aveira Shabanodim Lachavero, nothing can help you, not the Sora Lazozel, not Yom Kippurim, no Korbonos, no Vidui, no Tshuva. Nothing can help you when it's Benodim Lachavero. Until you Mephias him and he's Mochel. Pafilu lo Hiknito Elo Bidvorim. We're not talking about if you stole from him, if you were mazik him, if you didn't pay him money you owe him, if you made him, if you cost him money in some way that was wrong, but just bidvarim, tzorech lefaiso, you made him angry, you insulted him. So the Mishnah Berurah speaks out. We're talking about an isser. We're probably not talking about things that are not technically osur. Let's say someone gets upset, but we're talking about things, and it's mashum from the Mishnah Berurah and Isser. The gambas are over al Isser on all dvarim. You were ever an Isser, a ben adam lachaveru Isser. It's time that someone, let's say, got either unjustifiably upset, or it's not together on all dvarim, it's mashma, there's no absolute chiyuv to be mafayasim. But many things are oinos dvarim. If you insult someone, it's oinos dvarim. If you make someone feel bad, it's oinos dvarim. All these things are nichlal in oinos dvarim. So even if you weren't mazikim b'momin, but if you wronged him b'oinos dvarim, so that's an aveiro b'nodem lachaveiro.
Is that what he's saying?
He's saying, afilu lo, even if there was no momin involved. Still, Torah Lefai, so why? The Gambazay, overall, Israel knows the volume. You still did an Aveiro bin Adam Lachaveiro. Dine, the Mishnah Berurah goes on to explain. Afal P, Shigam Beshoyim Osa Shono, Mechuyiv Lefai, Islamisha Pasha Kenegdo. Certainly, if this happened to you, you would be Mechuyiv to ask Mechila and to be Mephayes. Calm down and ask mechila from anyone immediately. Mikomakom, it may look nice, if you don't have time, so umamtim lefaisod yomachar. So you wait a day, you delay, you'll take care of it tomorrow, the next day. Avoberv yom kippurim, mechuyiv lesakan akol. Kedeshi yitar, mechol avon also. If you want Yom Kippur to work, you want to purify yourself on Yom Kippur, so you have to take care of another machaveiro things. Certainly, either by returning the money, or at least by arranging to go to a din Torah, or at least by agreeing to eventually settle it by a din Torah. It doesn't mean you have to give in whenever you have a dispute with someone, but you have to make arrangements to see that it's settled. You can't let it simmer. You can't let it be a bone of contention. You have to make arrangements to take care of it. And that obligation is on the aggrieving party as much as it's on the aggrieved party. So if you have a sichsuch with someone and he decides not to pursue it, so many times, although not always, but many times you can assume he was mochel. If he decides not to pursue it, So you're not mechuyev to make amends afterwards. He was mochel already by his unwillingness to pursue it, even if he decides not to bother. It's not worth his while. But sometimes it's not poshut. Sometimes if he decides it's not worth his while, it could be begeder chomos. Chamos meaning you force someone to sell something to you. So if you just make a person crazy till he says, forget it already, it's not worth it, and he's mochel, a debt, let's say, that's not a real mechila. That's chomos. That's a problem. The zeh amakatvek hagodol ala odom. Kmo shomer chazal, so'o mole avonos, a basket, a certain measure, called a so'o. A measure of full of averus, mi makatvei gezel makatvei barosh, as we see in the Dor HaMabul, lo nechtam gzardinam elam ala gezel. Vimesh l'chaver biyod the moment sheyesh lo tviyo aleihem yodienu. You have to tell them, avol bi chaver biyod the mizek klal. If there's a dispute, if there's an issue, he may not even know about it, but you have to tell him. Even if you can't contact that person, but you have your responsibility. I get shilas literally every day, virtually every day. People call with a chesha mishpat shaila. So in the beginning, I didn't like answering it because you're technically not supposed to answer it. But then I realized, if they're the nature of the shilas is like there's only one party involved. The other party doesn't know, doesn't care, but the party wants to know what's the right thing. As the Mishnah Berurah here speaks out, even if you're ready to pask in your own milchik fleishik shilas, but you shouldn't pask in your own money shilas. It's the other way around, though. Unfortunately, the reality is the other way around. People very quickly pask in their own money shaylos, but they call up with milchiks and fleishos. Kayetzahara yesh lahaterim harbe. So you shouldn't rely on your own sokim. You should ask a shaylos from an objective party, a knowledgeable objective party. Sorech lefaisel. So that's by moment. The mechaber's point was even without any money involved, just bedvorim. Sorech lefaiso on Erev Yom Kippur, so the Mishnah Berurah explained. Now there's no delaying. You got to take care of it today. Lefaiso v'nochon sheilach ba'atzmo elov, because that expresses the seriousness that you're serious about the bakoshas mechila. V'liyish nachtchila emtsoi sheyiratzo lekapel payusim, but many times that does the trick. So you have to play it by ear. From kosh olav leil chabas mutchila, he'll just get angry. Together, vein mefaisim lodum b'shas kaiso. Oshe yodeh she yose korav apiyus al yodeyish amtsoy she yitavich peineyem. Many times, it just goes smoother and it works. When you have a middleman, when you yourself go, you just end up fighting the same fight again. Many times. You have to... it's a judgment. You have to judge if it's better with a third party or not. Yochalasas al yaday emtsoi. At first, the Mishnah Berurah was expressing that if you send a third person, you don't really care. Not choshev enough for you to take care of. You're sending a lackey to take care of it. But then he says the reality is that sometimes that's what makes it work. That the fellow will be meichel and be able to listen to reason, he'll calm down. Someone else will explain to him he didn't really mean it. Etc. The main of the spire is Bereshona. There's obligations here. If the person doesn't want to be mochel you, Yachzor v'yelech pam shniya u'shlishis. You have an obligation to keep trying. Mishnah Berurah says v'yifayisena b'chol pam b'min v'itzu yacher. Don't just repeat yourself. Mochelmi, like when we were kids, we knew the Mishnah Berurah. You moichel me? Wait 5 seconds. You moichel me? Wait another 5 seconds. You moichel me? Okay, I'm free. I'm home. Scot free. Mishnah Berurah says you have to think of another angle that'll entice him to be moichel. U'bishas pakoshos mechilo tzorech lefarit mashachoto lachaveiro. So listen to the Mishnah Berurah. There's a big shaila. First he says you have to specify what you did, how you wronged him. If you know, you can't get away with a generalized yemoichel me. Unless sheyodeh shechaveri is bayish mizek sheyifaret achet. Unless you know that he will get insulted or he'll just relive the issue if you specify what you did, he'll just feel bad again. Azay lo yifaret also. then better not. But this is all if he knows. Wait, I'll tell you. So this is a big shaila. The Mishnah Berurah says what he says. However, this is all assuming his friend knows what you're coming to ask Mechila for. So the deen of the Mishnah Berurah is, do you have to specify it or not when you ask him Mechila? Because the specification, again, it reflects that you're truly sorry, and it reflects that you mean it, and it reflects like a vidui of sorts, that you know what you did, and you're not just trying to cover up. But then there's a major shaila if he doesn't know. What should you do if he doesn't know? So that's a famous, the Chafetz Chaim writes in the Shmiras HaLoshon, that if he doesn't know, you have no eitzah, you have to tell him. You have to tell him, you should know, I talk Lashon Hara on you, or whatever, let's say. You have to go over to someone that sounds funny. So Salanta, it's brought down in Sforim, says no, that's not a good thing to do. You're going to go over to someone that you're friendly with, or you know, you go over to someone and say, I want to ask you Mechila, last week I spoke Lashon Hara about you. It's gonna take him 3 weeks to get over that, right? Like this, he's gonna get it. You took Lashon Hara on me? What? I thought you were my friend. It's just gonna open a whole can of worms. Rabbi Salanta points out, and therefore he says, better just suffice with a general. You have to ask him Mechila. He has to be Michael you. You have to rely on the fact that when you just make it general, people believe sholem indeed mean it when they respond and they say, yes, I'm oichel you. Even though they don't know that you did anything towards them and you're taking a chance, but you can rely on the umdana that people mean indeed, you know, if he ever did anything to me, I'm takam oichel him. Chafetz Chaim's point is that you can't rely on that, because how do you know he would be oichel you if he really knew? And he's only, you know, he thinks he didn't do anything. It's like a smachta. He's assuming he didn't really do anything, so he's moichel. But if he would know that Yitaka did something to him, who says? So you have to specify it and ask him Mechila. The common custom, of course, was not to specify. I mean, that's my experience. And the people rely on themselves, they rely on the fact that everybody's moichel everyone else. Maybe they know that if you moichel someone, Hashem, Kolamavater, Amidois, Kolamavar, Amidois, Mavirma, Yakol Pshav. If you're Moichel, so the Ebishter will be Moichel you. Someone once came over to me, I can't forget it. Like many, many years ago in Muncie, someone came over to me out of the clear blue, like, and says, you know, and then he asked me Mechila. And I couldn't be Moichel him, like, it was such a shock. It took me a few days. It's brought down in Sfarim, it's a famous point, I forget who makes the point, but it's a famous point made by one of the Bali Musar. You know, sometimes someone asks you Mechila, let's forget about Erev Yom Kippur, where you really should try to be Meichel him, so that everybody could fulfill the total Lifnei Hashem Titaru of Yom Kippur, Mikol Chatoseichem Titaru. But otherwise, the Bali Musar, I forget which one, points out that, you know, Mechila has to be real, it has to be felt, it has to be sincere. And sometimes it takes a while. Like someone will say, are you Moichel me? And you know, wait a few days. Right now, I'll say I'm Moichel you, but I'm really not Moichel you. I'm really very burnt up still. And, you know, give me a few days to get over it and come back to me in a few days. So it sounds funny, but that's really sincere. Say, come back to me in a few days when I've gotten over it, and then I'll be ready to talk about Mechila. Now you just tell him to email you. No problem. Doesn't even have to approach you. Can email you.
A lot of times people go over and they don't even know if they're going to ask the person to ask for
Mechila. That's, it's brought down soon, we'll have it. It's Midas Chasidus. Just in case. You ask Mechila, but you can't say there's a chiyuv to do that. Midas Chasidus. Then it becomes a joke sometimes, also. But a component that is that famous machlokes between the Chafetz Chaim and Shmiras HaLoshon and Rav Sol Salanta. I think experience says that Rav Sol Salanta is, the Chafetz Chaim's point is that there's no Eitzah. It's really his point. I don't know if there's a machlokes in psychology. Chafetz Chaim's point is that you have no Eitzah. because he's not really meichel you, because he doesn't really know you did anything to him. So there's no eitzah other than to tell him. So Solanta's point is you can rely on the general mechila, you can rely on the fact that it's sincere, because you're opening a can of worms if you tell him. You know, you're saying it's a machlaikas, it's a machlaikas what to do, but realize that there's no machlaikas in din, so to speak. So Solanta's moida, you're taking a chance that maybe if he would have known, he wouldn't be meichel you. And the Chafetz Chaim is moida that you're opening a can of worms. He just told you have no eitzah. Okay. So let's continue. He says, "Umvi shumavakesh mechila merabim bechlal." You stand up in shul. You say, "Everybody should be meichel me," or to be soimech on the general mechila that many people say before kriyas mashalamita. There's a paragraph before Amapel. Many sidurim have it. Maybe most or all sidurim have it. That before you go to sleep, you meichel anyone that's chota kenegdi. You're in tefila zaka. You meichel anyone that's chota kenegdi. So that's the equivalent of this. Any item you dare shasal is yachad b'prat. It really doesn't work if this is because that's a general mechila. Unless it's really, really sincere, unless a person really, really b'aymeklibo is mochel, and he sort of like envisions or pictures or visualizes, people talk lashon hara on him, and people did this and people did that, and he's indeed mochel them. Yeah. That's just part of Philadelphia. It doesn't work if you know that you wronged someone. Chavetz Chaim is saying it doesn't work, that general. That's only one sentence in Tfilosaka. I mean, Tfilosaka is the sheet that we'll see in next Simon, Belina. That's the sim, that you have to say Vidui before Yom Kippur enters. Right before Yom Kippur enters, there's a Ramban sheet that Chazal will Machaya Vidui before Yom Kippur starts. So we do that with Tfilosaka. Okay, so Tzorech Leveinu, so you have to go 2-3 times. V'chol Pam Yikechim Shlosha Anoshim. I don't, you know, again, it means that's, if it works, sometimes it works if it's private. You have to do what works. There's no, I don't think there's an objective din that you have to do it. It means, the presumption is that's more choshev. It shows more sincerity. It shows you mean it. It shows you take it seriously. By the way, if there's mechila from friends also, and from spouses also, probably more so than others, because you're more likely to have wronged them. To have einas dvarim is certainly likely. The main of espayas b'shloisha pomim ain't a zokoklo. That's the din. You don't have to. You're not mechuyif. However, the Mishnah Berurah says the main of espayas b'shloisha pomim was one of boy from Zalgu. They ribu yanoshim. You did it the right way, and you did it properly. So ain't a zokoklo. You're allowed to keep trying. Sometimes it's not appropriate to keep asking, but most of the time it is. It's up to you if you want to. But the din is ain't a zokoklo. What? Ain't a zokoklo only means you're not mechuyif to keep trying. But the avla is there. I don't know. You did the avla and it's there. Your obligation on Erev Yom Kippur, you're obligated in order to purify yourself completely on Yom Kippur. So Ben Adam Lachaveri, you're not going to become purified from. So you're obligated to ask Mechila to be Mephias Erev Yom Kippur. So you do three times and in a hair, say in a Zokoklo. But you have a problem. I mean, so you have a problem. It doesn't mean, I mean, maybe you're an inus. I don't know if you're an inus. You did an avla to someone, he doesn't want to be meichel you. So what are you going to do? You're stuck. It's not a pleasant situation. And a zoroglo means you're not mechuyev. The halacha of this simon, that you're mechuyev to go and ask mechila, so ain't a zoroglo. But I don't, you know, you got a problem. Miu Yomar Khakakhufnaya Sora Shabikish Mina Mechila. K'day lefarsim hadover shemitzido lo yibotzer, the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot and Vav. I assume that means that the Avla was known. So I guess al tmar asayin, al tchayshad b'ksheirim, al tzvizim dekim, yashem in Yisrael, people should know that you did what you can to patch up the fight. So you're allowed to be mefarsim. How do you do it without Lashon Hara? You're allowed to be mefarsim, that mitzitcha, you're ready to make shalom. I guess that's the way to present it. Mitzitcha, you're ready to make shalom and make amends. V'yemu rabbo, afilu enu rabbo muvik, alo shishom amenu divrei Torah, tzorach leilich lo kama pom machi yispayis. Hagot, v'hamoicha lo yiyach zori milimchol. He also has his responsibilities, but it's not an absolute obligation. The Rambam is making a very strong suggestion. Look at the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Ches. It is Mavar al Midosov. There's no obligation to be Moichel someone. You should do it. If you're a good businessman, you'll do it. Look at the Sharat Zion. The Lamala don't need to connect Mida. And if you're ready to be Moichel, you say, what do you mean? There's no accident. He b'mezid went ahead and he did X, Y, Z. So if you moichel him, they'll be moichel you. For your averus b'mezid. This is part of Hashem's hanhog of mida k'neged mida.
What if somebody does something and they continue to do it?
You're certainly not mechuyev to, if he didn't stop the chait. Well, that's what he's saying here. Lo shemachavin the tovus amavakish mechila. Sometimes a person is not moichel because he means for the person's good. Kadeshi yenichna libo heoro below yargo bekach. He means to make him more sensitive. Mikomu gomira de melibo tarch lohosra sinem imenu. Achrei the member speaking from in a mechila. You know, he could always be moichel and belave and not tell him about it, and therefore keep him on his toes with such avlas. Mechila vodin mechavan the tovus atzmo she misyoresh yagil or hezek sheyimchol. In other words, the Ramah is saying that the person should be moichel. It's good business. It's a good idea to be moichel. So he's saying you don't have to do it if you mean for the fellow's good, or if you mean for your own good, you'll get messed up somehow if you moichel him. Shemra means someone lied about you. Someone spread stories about you, not some lashon hara. But he was moitzi shemra. He said things that are not true about you. So then the din is ain't tzorech limcholo. Why? The ikar d'shama b'chashoda v'lo shama b'pius. It's because there people heard things about you and v'nishar hashemra. Well, maybe it doesn't just mean a lie. Maybe it means even lashon hara that's true. But the point is hotzi olav shemra. Doesn't mean that there's a technical term motzi shemra, which means a lie. Maybe now I'm thinking the Ramah does not necessarily mean that. It can mean stan. He ba'ifan aser, but he publicized bad things about you. So ika d'shama b'chashada v'lo shama b'pius v'nisher hashemra. Mikomo kol midas anova limchol gam bozer. To meet the Sanova, to be Moichel, even in a case of Moitzi Shemra. The Shilas come up very often. Natan had many, many such Shilas this past year, where people said things about him. I'm talking about, you know, besides everything else, but many things were said about him unjustifiably. Even the Shitas, of Bikairis, which might have had a pshat, but there were many things said about him which were very unjustified. L'divrei Akoil. And then people came back to him and asked the Mechila. And these kinds of shilas came up because there was a Hitzah Hashemra. And Ikad the Shema b'chashod of the Shema b'pius. But that's if they asked for Mechila. So these things come up. You have to know what to do. Consult your local Orthodox rabbi, I guess. Beis and Mesa Shechotolo. So you really got a problem. Maybe Asar B'nai Adam Amidim Al Kivro. This is not a joke. People do this. People do this, and it should be done. You insult someone, you harm someone verbally, and then you can't ask a mechil anymore. What are you going to do? Maybe Asar B'nai Adam Amidim Al Kivro. This happens. I don't know. I can't say often, but I'm aware of this happening. It's not so. It's not uncommon. The Omer Chatosi to the case over the Pliny Zeshe Chatosi Loi. That they say when they bury someone, they ask them. Yeah, that's already. That's a Midos Chasidus. They're asked Mechila for the way they were misnayig Lacharmoso. Here we're talking about that. That's a Midos Chasidus. Because if you insult someone Lacharmoso, Maker Adin, there's no Isser. Nobody knows the Machaveru if he's dead already. We'll see in a moment there's a Cherem Kadmoinim not to do it. But there's nobody knows the Machaveru on a mace. So it's Midas Chasidus. Here we're talking about you did it to a Chai and now he's dead. What are you going to do? Now you're stuck. Where are you going to go? You have a problem. You're going to get an Oinish for it, Chas V'Shalom, and you can't get the guy to be Meichel you. So we do this, and the Mishnah Berurah says, and we do this also Erev Yom Kippur. The Mishnah Berurah says, "Zekoy gam amoytzi shemra." Even in the previous case, that's what we say. So you take 10 people. V'mkarol yechod mamzer yeshlam et dempogam b'kfoyd avoyis on gam kain b'tzorich leilich al kivram. Abul Rabim cholkim al zeh, because even though technically it's true, but yacholoyim alava daitoyish yadoven agel avoyisov. Even though it is, but you don't think about that when you call someone a mamzer. Elam ken kro mamzer v'ayim b'chesh mishmetz v'tovchot l'nyanim kro rosha ben rosha igana ben gana al kibber v'tzorech loyelech l'shom yochef without shoes, like a sign of nidui v'mechutz l'shlosha parsos, it's very far. Yishlach shlucho l'shom v'ashlich yikach l'sar anosh v'yelech al kibro v'yivakesh mechila b'shem ha-mechorei v'yom mehinin yishliach ploini moide b'rabim sheshlochani ploini leimor shechotol olakei Yisrael v'lochem, and to you v'imcherfo l'achar misa, which is not technically osur, technically mikar adin en tzorech leilech al kibro elam avakesh mehinin mechila v'mokom shebisho Shechatosi lo b'chet ploini ki tzorch b'zel l'faret ha'chet v'hem yeshiva lo mocholoch mocholoch sholosh po'omen siv gimel takonis kadmoneinu b'chem shaloi d'shem ra'la meisim. It's only a cherem kadmoinim because a takona mikar adin does no bin adam l'chavera to a meis b'l'chein tzorch l'asas tshuva al shavar ha'cherem. Ironically, they made things worse. They made a cherem, and now if you do it, so now you takadin na'vera, you're over the cherem. We really should learn. Let's finish the siman. Yachalitvol belilkos mosai sheyirza. This is back to Erev Yom Kippur. We're talking about dinei Erev Yom Kippur. So there used to be a very common minhag, which now maybe they do it in some places in Williamsburg. They do it maybe here in the Kiryat Charedus, where people would get malchus on Erev Yom Kippur. They would actually, the Shamash Beis HaKnesses would give lashes on Erev Yom Kippur. Now we don't do it, but there's a chi of tevila on Erev Yom Kippur, and the Mishnah Berurah speaks out. Siv katan yud zayin amachaber kitzer. The mikoydim hayolay lichtov. The minig litvol v'lulkos Erev Yom Kippur. Afilu norim ubusulos. The kamin chamber name mitzvahs tovlos. It's some say it's al tumas keri, and some say it's an inyan of tahora b'chlal. So yochol litvol v'lulkos mosa sheyirtz on Erev Yom Kippur. Rak shiya kaidam alayla. Of course, the tov shiyit will kaidam tefilas hamincha. Mishnah Berurah says you catch some people going to the mikveh after mincha, but the Mishnah Berurah says better before mincha. Shasham bezvade v'chein noyagim u'mitzosam noyagim litvo lachasudam afsekas. Oh, they shiya somach liyom akipurim. Some say that's better. Hagad bein tzarech litvo rak pamachas v'lo yvidui. Mishum carry. What then that told us to Shekavin Mayim Nami Mahani, because that helps for Tumas carry also. So some look at the Tvila as simply a way of being, of taking off Tumas carry for Yom Kippur. Veina Mavorech. The Tvila Zuein Arak Mashaminig. Beloi Vidil Afukami Yoysan Arigilin Lisvadis Mashas Tvila. Mishum carry Velachin Daibe Pamachas Vachemin Tzorech Levidui. Okay, then he goes into some technicalities about a woman, if it's Mishum Keri, a woman might have to go to the mikveh too, depending on all sorts of things. I don't know, in Muncie the women went. I don't know, around here women go Erev Yom Kippur, probably not. Americans, I never, my experience, they don't go, but in Muncie the women went. Yesh Yomim the Tamat Hila Mishum Tshuva. It's part of a tshuva process, you go to the mikveh, it's purity. The Lefiza Yeshvitvo Sholosh Pa'amin. I think people do dunk themselves three times. I think because of a Rekeach, I'm going to bring down the Tzvila, the Dhamma, Tzvila, Mishum Keri, Filo Achzor, Chlitvo, Tomid, Erev Yom Kippur, Filo Mkvar, Tovel, Erev Rosh Hashanah, Vlo Yiro, Eid Keri. There's a set minute specifically, even if you never go to the mikveh, even people that never walk into a mikveh, but Erev Yom Kippur, you go to the mikveh. So it's a strong minute. Some go in and hell, you have to make a bracha. If you're doing a Mishum Keri, the shower probably helps for that. Yom Kippur is Mepatel Shiva, so close to Yom Kippur you could go to the mikveh, you could wash, you know, far enough, like an hour before, 2 hours before Yom Kippur. Mepatel Shiva. So you're saying, so what if Yom Kippur is Mevatel Shiva? But you're not allowed to be Reichitz for Shleishim. There's a din of Shleishim. So Tfilas Mitzvah Mutter. That's what he's saying. Mishnah Berurah, Beim Hashem Lem Kippurim Bu'al Din. Afilu Be'er of Yom Kippur. Same thing, no difference. Mutter Lichot on Afilu B'chamin. The Kovid Yom Tiv. Chen Afilu B'mikvah Mutter Afilu Hoysa Shal Chamin. Yom Kippurim Mevatel Shiva. That you could be roichitz lekovid yontif somuch lachashecha. Vayim mogan Avram degam ben yenenu in lahakol vakshosh taim kodem alayla v'loy kodem. Abu bishenagol shulchan tov bratzulam after gzeres shiva nisbatal in the Yom Kippurim. Hayilan a lesser rechitzu tefila mishum gzeres shleishim. Because we're not roichitz for 30 days. Al zetiris it's tefila zuhi mitzvah. Achozem emelamut the gam rechitza they shlo yeitzore shlo yeichatzitzu the tefila. Tefilas mitzvah mutar after nenu chiyuva. It's only a minig. Come go mitzvah rechitza go shlo shem gam kinei lo lemenaga. So it matches up. Okay.